you know, my life started transforming from that. And then I realized,
wait a minute, so good.
My purpose is to encourage, influence, and inspire people. And that's when I thought it was to be an accountant, but it really isn't. It's just, you know, a career I have. And then it did. So my life did transform, yes.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited you are here. I love when you come on here and you just like support us and you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. And the fact that you really love the people that I bring onto the show, because as you know, I walk around and go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, that is something that I love to do because I love connecting with other humans, and especially humans who have gone through something in their life and are doing something about it, and they're impacting the world in that way. So I have a really great and special treat for you. This is the inspiring Drexwell Seymour. I'm so glad he is here. He's a certified public accountant, but he's not just a master of numbers, but he's also a beacon of resilience. Then he is the author of two influential books, Rise Up and Take Your Position and Succeeding Your Position. Hello. I mean, can they get any better in titles? Hello. So overcoming an inferiority complex at the age of 48, Drexwell's journey is a testament to the power of self-belief and perseverance. And today, he's not only a successful entrepreneur with a decade of experience in his own accounting and property management business, but also a guiding voice. And I love to speak to people like this who are taking all of their knowledge, their wit, their know-how and everything and are saying, you know what? Let's get over the things that are in our life and let's start to have some personal development and persevere. So Drexwell, thank you for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. I really liked you the first time we met too. And I'm like, you know what? I really love what you're doing because yeah, you know, you're an accountant. I don't know numbers like that, Drexwell. I'm trying, Drexwell, but I don't know it. But you know what you're doing? You're going beyond that, right? Because you're saying, you know what? Yes, this is my profession. This is what I do. But I'm also a speaker. I'm also an author. There are things that I'm doing aside from this, you know, just accounting part of my life. And the reason I wanted you on here is because I know that a lot of people go through inferiority complex. They mm-hmm. just do. And mm-hmm. I think many of us who are going out there now, maybe in our second careers or third careers of life, you know, we might not feel qualified or good enough or that we can do it. And so entrepreneurship is a different animal, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it is a different animal. And sometimes we have been so accustomed to being employees that when we start to become entrepreneurs or CEOs, it gets, you do feel inferior and you do fight imposter syndrome because you're like, I can't do this, but you can. It's just a matter of systems, knowledge, wisdom, know-how, and having somebody in your corner, right, Drexwell? Yeah, like absolutely. Having somebody that who's doing it support you, mm-hmm. right? So I want to get into all of that great conversation with you, and especially because of the books that you've written. So before we get into all of that, I do want to know a little bit more about you, and I'm sure my audience does too. So tell us a little bit more about who you are, Drexwell.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks again. So I'm Drexwell. I'm now 53 years old, and I'm from the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm married, and we have five children, one daughter and four boys. Whew. And I have an account. Thank you. I have an accounting firm. I also have a property management company. And my wife and I have an office supply store. But even though we have all these things, for many years, I lack confidence. I had very low self-esteem. I felt very inferior. I always thought that people were better than me. And so I live a very sheltered life, not being afraid to even face people because I felt incompetent, but thankfully, you know, through the love of my wife and the encouragement I get from her and my relationship with God, I was able to finally come to grips with life and realize that, you know, that nobody's better than me and I'm just as important as anyone else.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing now is sharing my stories with individuals to encourage them and to, you know, to inspire them and to influence them.
Are you open for us to dig a little bit about not being confident and all that? Are you open to that conversation?
Of course, I'm very much open.
Okay, yeah. Great. Because I like to point out a few things that you said, which are super important. You know, one is that you were already an entrepreneur. You had your own businesses and everything and still felt inferior. And I want people to understand that because, you know, trying to have all of the accolades and the certifications and the education and all that doesn't really take care of that. It doesn't take care of the lack of confidence until you do some digging in here, mm-hmm. you know? Sometimes I think as people who are very driven, because you're obviously very driven, you have three businesses, you know, you have a wife and children, you're driven to take care of your family, you're driven to, you know, support them and to build something. And so there's a drive there. And yes. It's pretty amazing how we can be struggling a lot with confidence issues and all of that, and yet be driven. Isn't that interesting how we can do that? Right?
It's very interesting. Yes, it is.
So interesting the way the brain works, because we know we got to get things done. So because you know you have to take care of your family, you have kids, you have things to do, blah, blah, so you're going to get it done. But at the same time with the struggle internally, right?
You hit it right on. You're right.
It's so interesting. Can I ask you a little bit about that? Like, where do you think the lack of confidence came from? You know, was that something that you struggled with as a child? Was there something there that made that happen where you said, I'm not good enough? Do you mind touching on that?
Not at all. So it happened from childhood. So what happened is, because it happened during childhood, in my mind, I just became what happened during childhood. So growing up in the Turks and Caicos Islands, I felt very inferior. You know, my family didn't have much. And so I felt insignificant. Even the color of my skin being very dark, that played a very, very big role in how I felt. I felt I was not good enough because of my, even though I'm in a black race, most people here are black, but because I'm very dark, it impacted me. And so I grew up, and people call me that. They call me dark, they call me ugly. And so I grew up with the feeling and with the mindset that I am not important, that I'm inferior, that everybody else is better than me. Mm. And so even though I was able to get a scholarship to go away to Ohio, to college, university, I came back home and I had a very good job, I still didn't feel important. Right. And because in my mind, I believe what I was told during my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was that being told to you by like bullies at school and things like that, or were they adults, or were they both? Who spoke those things over you?
Both. It was in the community. It was school. It was everybody basically.
Right.
Even you know what's, family, even yeah. family members. Yeah.
Yeah, well, family members could be the cruelest, Drexel. I mean, the family members are usually the worst. But, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, what you're saying. And the truth is when we are, you know, younger, and you I'm sure you know this because you do a lot of personal development. When we're younger, right, these programs get set in us. And what happens is that when more than one person is saying it or doing it, even though it's a lie, because now we have evidence, like somebody said you were dark and the other person said you're dark, it must be. I must not be good enough because I'm dark, because we already have the program. So as soon as somebody Absolutely. Comes in with it, our brain is automatically like, see, okay, great. So now this connects. And then we have these bad, not true at all, you know, thought processes that really do stop us as humans. And thank you for sharing that, because that's super important.
Yeah.
And something we have to overcome. I'm 51.
Oh,
and it took me a long time as well, right? It took me a long time as well to say, you know, I am good enough. And I had to come to this realization, Drexel. You said you're a believer, so am I. You know, that it was, I didn't have a father in my life, and the stepfather that I had was very abusive. Mm-hmm. So I never felt valued, right? And my mother would send me here to my grandmother. My grandmother would send me back. I just never felt valued.
Right.
And, you know, as you get older, you start to grapple with that, because you start to realize life is not where it should be for you. When my faith came into play is when I realized whose I was.
Yes.
Not just who I was, but whose I was. And when I realized that I was a child of God, that I was really loved by him and watched over, then I realized that all of my experiences were to my blessing.
Yes.
Everything that the enemy tries to do to destroy you is used for your good.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so now you're at that place where you're taking all of those experiences and all those lies and all that deceiving and all that stuff that was spoken over you. And you're out here now doing speaking engagements, writing your books, helping people who are going through this. And I want to know, what was that moment for you? What was that moment for you when you said, I am sick of this. I cannot keep living beneath where it is I want to live? Because truthfully, Drexwell, you could have kept going on with life and everybody would have been okay with that, because you are a businessman. You have your businesses. You took care of your family, like all of that stuff. So everybody's like, oh, Drexwell's good. But you know, right? You know inside that there was more. So tell me about that moment for you. What was that grappling moment for you?
Sure. Well, for a very long time, I felt like I was losing my mind. I say, wow, this cannot continue to happen. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my wife, she kept encouraging me, say, Drexel, you know, stop. And then I think it was an evening in the bathroom, and I was looking in the mirror and I was just thinking of everything my wife was telling me. And then it just dawned on me. And then reading the scripture where God say, you know, we're all equal in his eyesight. Mm. And then it just dawned on me and it say, wow. I say, all these years I've been thinking this. And then a light bulb just went off in my head.
That's so
and
good.
And I started feeling so confident. I reach a point now where I feel too confident. And it was you know.
I don't know, there's no such thing, Drexel. No such thing. That's so good. It's that realization, right? It's that moment. It's that impact that you get when something like goes off in your brain, or like the scales come off your eyes, and you start to realize the beauty of who you are and how you were made and how you were knitted in the womb and how God knew exactly the color of your skin and eyes and every hair on your head. And when you start to get that realization, you're just like, whoa, wait a second. Right. So that's fantastic. So when you did that, did you see a transformation in your life? Like, did you see things, like, did you start to take things on a little bit more and start to go out there a little bit more? Did you feel the difference?
Oh, I absolutely. So what happened is after I had that moment, I started writing. And then when I write articles every week, two articles a week. And then when the feedback I was getting from people where they were inspired and I became like an inspiration to many people. And so I started, you know, my life started transforming from that. And then I realized,
wait a minute, so good.
My purpose is to encourage, influence, and inspire people. And that's when I thought it was to be an accountant, but it really isn't. It's just, you know, a career I have. And then it did. So my life did transform, yes.
Yeah, that's so good. Did your wife started to notice it too, and your kids?
Oh, yes, they did. They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
What kind of feedback were you getting?
Well, a lot of people say, man, Drexel, I mean, you inspire me so much. You encourage me so much. I didn't know you were like, you know, so that's the feedback I got. I was waiting to
so
hear
good.
Something like this. I've been going through a lot, but when I read that article, you know, you provided me with answers.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It
you
is
know
amazing.
What I love about that? I love that you're doing it now. I think a lot of us in our 50s or so are going through this transformation right now, right? I think we're called Generation X or whatever we're called. And we're actually going through that right now, where we are, I feel, and maybe every generation does this, that you get to a certain age when you're just like, I'm done. I am done. Yeah. I'm done with being scared, done with being afraid, done with you telling me what to do, how to do, when to do. You know, we get to that point in our lives. And I think that that's where you are with it, where I am. You know, like I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So now you're out here and you're killing it, right? So you wrote your books. You're writing your articles. Do you still have your businesses and all of that as well? That's still going.
I still have my businesses. Yes, I still have my businesses. Yes,
that's awesome.
I mean, that's my main source of income. So the writing is something that I do. You know, it's a personal thing I do just to help people. It's not money coming at this time. Yeah.
So good. So tell me what you. I know you're a speaker as well. So tell me what you're doing now. Like, I know you're an accountant and all that, but you say you write as well. So dig into that a little bit with me. Like, what are you writing about? What are your books about? What are your speeches about? Like, give me that information.
Okay, sure. So every week I write two articles. One of the articles is an inspirational article, whether it's about encouraging people, you know, not to delay themselves, not to procrastinate, those different things, just inspire people. And then the next article I write is a community article where events in the community are taking place, like a lot of political stuff. And so where a lot of people I find are not aware of what's happening. So I write an article to educate the public of really what's going on and write it from an objective point of view, because most people in the country are politicized. They are polarized to one political party. So I try to write an article objectively in the middle to explain to people what is really going on.
Which is hard to do.
It is hard.
That's hard to do. Yeah. I mean, that's good journalism, honestly, but you know, that's almost lost nowadays. It's always like pro one side or pro the other. And if you're in the middle, they don't think you're picking a side, and you don't have to pick a side. That's the point.
Right.
But I'm glad that you do that, because that's not an easy thing to do either. Politics is a very difficult thing to get into, right?
Yeah,
it's not easy. And people have very polarizing point of views. And I am of the thought that I love polarizing point of views because I feel like that's what helps us to grow and expand as a human, right? I don't particularly sign off on group thinking. So I don't really, you know, just, oh, all of us think that way. Great. I think that way too. I'm not that person. So I love that you do that.
Yeah. And so, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I also have a weekly show. I'm the host of a weekly show called Financially Speaking. Every Tuesday, I spend an hour on the national radio station talking about financial, you know, financial intelligence, financial literacy, different topics. So I do that. I've been doing that now for more than, I think, 7 years, 8 years I've been doing that. And then I have a YouTube channel. Every week I do I do an inspirational story where I interview people who've gone through something and now they are better in their lives, like someone who lost a baby and different stories, people who was in jail and now they're out, different inspirational stories.
Yeah, that's good, right? I mean, that's what I do too. I think there's something to be said about using people's experiences and their stories. And you know, I think that connects us too. It takes away all the political stuff, right? It takes away all of that stuff. And then you just become human, right? Because it doesn't matter if you're on the left, on the right, whatever you are, when you have an experience that is a human experience, people can connect with you there. That's where I feel like that's where the connection is, right? And because at that point, you know, you're not worried about whether this person has this political view or that political view. You're only like interested in how did you overcome losing a child?
Yeah.
You know, or how did you get through that, you know, bankruptcy, or how did you get through being homeless? Like that is just more powerful to me. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah.
Right. That's really powerful. So tell me about your books. Why did you write them, and what are they, you know, who are they geared towards?
Sure. So my first book, I launched that on November 19, 2021, which is my daughter's birthday, our oldest child. It's called Rise Up and Take Your Position. So the title Rise Up and Take Your Position, it was based on the story in the Bible where this gentleman was at the pool, you know, waiting for someone to take him down, and he was like, he's waiting for someone to help him. Yeah. And all, you know, when Peter came by and said, just rise up, you know? And so
take your bed.
Right. And so that is what the book was about. Because a lot of us are, you know, waiting on somebody to help us, or waiting on this person, or waiting on the right moment, waiting on enough money. And so the book is to encourage people, from children to adults, just to find that purpose that you have in life, rise up and take your position. Stop being afraid. Even if you fail, look at it as an opportunity, stop being afraid. Just rise up and take a position, because everybody has a position in this world. And that's what the book, the first book is about. And yeah. Then this year I did a sequel to the book called Succeeding in Your Position. So I know that the first book, Encourage People to Rise Up and Take the Position. But what the first book didn't have in it is, once you take that position, how do you succeed in it? Because you could take a position, you may end up not being successful. So the second book is to provide 10 steps on how you could succeed once you get into your position.
That's so good. Yeah. That's so good. Can you give me one of those steps?
Yes. Well, one of those steps was to stay in your lane. That was one of those steps. Because a lot of times,
I love that.
You know, we go out, you know, and another step was to be confident. That was another step as well.
Real good. Yeah. Real good. I think that's so powerful, right? And you're right about staying in your lane. I think that's something that's so important. I work with women leaders, right? And they want to create like their own coaching businesses and all. So I help them navigate that and build that roadmap. And one of the things that is the thing that they struggle with is the fact that they don't know what their position, or they think they don't know what their position is. They don't think they know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because when you're on social media and looking at all of these ads and looking at all the shiny penny and all that kind of stuff, you do lose yourself a little bit. I know I did a couple years ago. I was completely lost. Like, yeah. I have all these 20 plus years of knowledge and skill sets and everything. And I felt like I knew nothing. I felt like I knew nothing. Right. Did you feel that way at all when you were starting? Like when you were saying, I gotta go out there now that I know that God is calling me to do more. Did you feel that way as well? Did you start feeling like, I don't know what I'm doing here? Maybe I don't, you know how to do this. Did you go through that, the imposter syndrome?
I did go through those moments where I felt that I didn't know enough. And then sometimes I used to get distracted by the number of, you know, people that liked my post or commented on it. That became a distraction for me because I felt I needed validation from other people.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I realized, hey, Drexel, if you believe that this is what you're supposed to be doing, then you need to stay focused. But I did have those moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's so real, though, Drexel. That's so real.
Yeah.
So tell me how when you want them to stay in their lane, what are the recommendations you make for them to stay in their own lane?
Well, the first thing what I did in that part to stay in your lane, they have to first make sure that is what they were called to do. And if they were called to do, they need to do a lot of research in the area so they could be well equipped with the knowledge. So they will have a lot of information and they could work with it so they could focus and stay in their lane. Another thing I told them that in that chapter, you might see a lot of people being successful in other areas, and you might be tempted to go into that area. But you don't know how that person, you don't know what they did to get there. Don't become distracted. Just stay focused on what you think you're called to do. And then that's basically some of the points I put in the stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's good. And you know, some it's funny. I wish I had your book then, because let me tell you, I wasn't staying in my lane. I wasn't everybody's lane. I was causing all kinds of accidents in the lanes. Because in the beginning, I was trying to figure it out. And when you're trying to figure it out, you really think, oh, wait. Marketing. Oh, wait, this. Oh, wait, that. Oh, wait, NLP. Oh, wait. And you're everywhere. And then you stop one day and you realize you're nowhere.
Right.
Because you tried to be everywhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, it's such a challenge. Yeah. It is such a challenge. But this is important. And I think, you know, what you're doing with you're doing your speaking and doing your YouTube videos and doing your books and all that. I think the next step for you is probably to have some kind of a membership or some kind of like mastermind or some kind of something, right?
That
you can, you know, yeah, yes. Oh, see, I just spoke it into existence for you.
I
think it's important because I think, you know, I know because I work with so many women. I know this is a problem, Drexel. I know it is. Hmm. And now it's becoming even a bigger problem because now we have AI, and although I like AI for what it does, I don't like how it's being used a lot of ways, right? Yeah. Because there's so many, build your course with AI. That's no experience, no knowledge, no wisdom. It's a computer telling me, and you're selling me a program I could have just asked ChatGPT to build for me. Mm. I don't like that. I don't particularly like that. I like our life to be the example. I like our wisdom to be the example, right? Exactly. I don't think you need to go and get 25 degrees, but I do need, I do feel you do need to know what you're teaching, what you're leading people in. And not, and I don't like that fake it till you make it when it comes to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, know what you're doing. It's okay. You don't have to know everything. In fact, why do you want to know everything? Because then you don't, you can't be expanded. Right. And so I always tell people, and especially the women that I work with, I always say, okay, we're going to build out a few avatars. So a few people that you want at different stages of their life. And we're not going to try to go for the avatar that's so far ahead of you that now you're faking it to try to be that person. I want you to teach the person, maybe avatar one, who maybe just doesn't know everything yet. That's okay. She needs to know something and you're going to be there to teach her. Right? That that sounds like what you're doing is you're saying, here, read my books, be inspired, understand that. I love that story, by the way. That's in John, the story that you're talking about. And he was near the pool of Bethesda. And Jesus came to you know, and the, what did he ask him, though? Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Right? And he tried to make a whole bunch of excuses, and Jesus didn't even listen to the excuses. He still said, do you want to get well? He asked him again, like, all of these excuses are keeping you sick. Right? And so that's what it sounds like to me. Like, you're saying, you know what? You got this. Stay in your lane. Know who you are. Stop worrying about everybody else jumping in the pool. You can, you get up, take up your bed and walk. You know, I love that. I love the way you message that. I love what you're doing with that. Thank you. Next time, I guess I speak to you, you're going to be having a membership and a program and all kinds of stuff, it sounds like.
I received that.
Which is fantastic. Okay, so before I like wrap up and let you go, I do love your energy. I love what you're bringing to the world. And I love the way you are presenting it and the way you're presenting yourself in the world. Thank you for showing up for you. And thank you for showing up for others, because I really believe every experience you had in your life, the negative ones and the positive ones, is what God uses to impact somebody's life. It is our, it is our story. It is our experience. It is our energy. It is our connection to God that he got us through all these ugly things in our life, and how we can now use it to help somebody else get through their ugly things in their life. Right?
I believe that too.
Yeah, I know, because I just hear it in your voice, your energy, your messaging. You are a phenomenal human, Drexel, and I really thank you for being on Straight Talk. This was really, really fun. But I, before I let you go, though, I do want people to know how to read your articles, get your books, like all that kind of stuff. So give us all of that information where people can connect.
Sure. Well, my books are on Amazon. So you just look for Rise Up and Take Your Position. And the next one is Succeeding in Your Position. And I have a website, www.drexwellseymour.com. It has all, everything on there as well.
Okay. So they can go on there and they'll find your YouTube and all that kind of stuff on there too?
No, they can find the article, all the articles and information.
Okay.
And now for YouTube, you just have to type in my name and you'll see my YouTube.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you so much. This was such a great conversation. Really, really great. Yeah. I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
I appreciate you too. I thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Guys, I told you, best human on the planet. You see that I don't play games. I love people like this who are out here. You know what? This is my experience. This is what I went through. They're not afraid to talk about it. And also to show you that there are ways to get over and through. And this is the key word, is through. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay in the past. You don't have to do any of that. You know what the past is. Get through it and keep moving forward, because life is short and we're not promised tomorrow. And I want to make sure that you really take advantage of the life you are given by the experiences you are given, good and bad. Because the truth is all of our experience are knitting us into the human that we are. And God said that even through that, we will persevere. If you stand, you will persevere. And there's even a scripture that says, and when you you don't feel like standing, stand. Okay. That's exactly what you are to do. So I hope that this inspired you. I hope you got a lot of golden nuggets out of this. And if anything, make sure that you follow this man. I'm going to link all of his information below. Drexel is worth following, worth reading all of his articles. Go onto his YouTube channel. Support a good human. Thank you guys for being here. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. I love you. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.